Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, as usual, Deborah Bouffet, founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, the Love by Intuition show that you're listening to right now, live, and the Kids for Love project and radio show. And I have to say that you may have heard, those out there listening, about my first children's book, The Paper Doll Kids, and there's a song, Kids for Love. And just to let everyone know that we're moving forward and things are getting produced, the song will soon be on iTunes for everyone. And if you're wondering what it's all about, we wrote the book, Janine Sullivan and I, to help kids thrive, to do good deeds, and to unify humanity. And so what happens is the seven paper dolls take the reader around the world to experience all this. And there's so many pieces to it as well. So if you'd like to donate, because naturally we need to get everything produced, you can go on our GoFundMe and just put in the Paper Doll Kids book and song, and up it will come. And while you're at it, we'd love for you to go on Facebook, Paper Doll Kids Book, Facebook, Paper Doll Kids Book, and like our page. Well, we have an excellent guest for you today, and he's actually been on the Love by Intuition show back in January of this year, and he is making a difference in his own way, so we wanted to have him back. Now, before we bring Tom in, if you're tuning in for the first time, we are the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, Boston Syndicated. We have all the bells and whistles for you to listen, whether you're in the car, whether you're in Europe, whether you're in the States. And we're also the media partner and proud to be of the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. So without further ado, Tom, come on in to the show.
Hello, Deborah. Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Yes, yes. And so we're going to be talking about the Skola therapy that you act, energy healing, as I would say, and all the goodness that you've been doing, what's new. But let's start with how you've been doing this for 25 years, right? More than 25 years.
Correct. Yes, that's correct. Yeah, it's my lifelong passion. Correct.
Yes, and you've developed a treatment process whereby you're able to administer Skola energy, reverse a phase angle harmonic of a pathogen, thereby causing that agent of infection to dissemble or fall apart. That is so profound.
Thank you. It is. And once the world realizes what we've discovered, they will embrace this. You're right. To reiterate what you've said, scalar energy can break down a germ. It's a reverse polarity. In so doing, we can break down or we can negate the molecular bonds of a germ. And in so doing, the germ, the pathogen, falls apart. And we do all of this by way of this painless administration of energy, of light. So it's quite fascinating what we've discovered. And we are convinced this is about to change the world. What we have discovered is the easy way of eradicating pathogens from the body. This is going to change the world.
Now, and most people have infections. Let's talk about that for a moment. I mean, there are many that have infections they're not even aware of, correct?
That's, That's correct. And that's no slight on anybody. Microbiologists have guesstimated that there's at least 10 million species of bacteria. There might be 2 to 3 million species of fungi, of mold. So it's really hard to say what you're infected with. As we well know, that germs are everywhere, and they are easily transmitted from person to person or from an object to a person. So I believe what we have discovered will be the answer for many pathogenic diseases moving forward.
Yes, and I'd like to mention that the natural bacteria that comes with every human body, we're not talking about that, the natural flora in our intestinal system. We're talking about literally infections.
Yes, that's correct. What is pathogenic, or what some people say is parasitic in nature, that's correct. These are pathogens that cause disease, such as the bacterium Mycobacterium tuberculosis. That is a bacterium that causes TB, tuberculosis. And I've worked with many people around the world who have TB, and we're able to break apart that bacterium. And in so doing, people find relief. They no longer are infected with that bacterium that causes tuberculosis. And we have many people around the world who have told us that the treatments that we have administered have cured them, have brought them relief of tuberculosis. So this is really a great benefit, once again, to mankind. This is my humanitarian effort to help the world. And in so doing, we're going to see a gigantic impact. You'll see how simple, as we discuss at this hour, how simple it is to administer this energy and how effective it is.
Yes, you found your purpose while you're on Earth, right, Tom?
Yes, indeed. I could not be happier. I've got the best job going. It's not a job, it's a calling. I've got the best work going.
Right, absolutely. So let's get into that. It's like prana, and if people know energy work, they know prana, they know ki. So let's get into the actual, Scala energy, what it actually does, or how you administer it, and one doesn't have to be sitting in your office either.
That's right. Let's use the synonymous terms for scalar energy. Other terms for scalar energy that everybody's aware of is chi or prana. Some people call it pyramid energy or perhaps consciousness. It is a form of sunlight. It's a form of starlight. So scalar energy is from the sun, from the stars. That's the point of origin. And it's a different dimension. It's not electricity. So what does scalar energy do? Well, it carries instructions. Any energy is instructive, if you will. That is, energy can perform a function, a work function. And in so doing, it carries intelligence. It carries instructions. So this sunlight that I'm working with can be controlled to manipulate, if you will, molecular bonds. Well, everything has a chemical bond. Everything has a molecular bond. So I have perfected my instruments to break down the molecular bonds of viruses, of bacteria, of fungi. And in so doing, once you break down the molecular bonds of a pathogen, a germ, that germ falls apart. It's no longer held together, so to speak. And in so doing, that germ ceases to exist. So going back to my example, if I wanted to break apart the bacterium that causes tuberculosis, I would direct my instrument to carry the instructions to break down, to negate the molecular bonds of Mycobacterium tuberculosis. And once you break down those chemical bonds of that bacterium, that causative agent of disease ceases to exist. You're breaking it down into smaller particles, such as proteins and perhaps elements. Well, the beauty of it is this is done in a painless fashion. We do it, again, by way of this light energy, scalar energy. And the person then is relieved of that disease. Why? We've removed the cause. So what I'm saying is this simple process will someday be embraced as the cure for tuberculosis as well as the cure for other pathogenic diseases.
Which is amazing. So let me ask you and jump to another point. How how accepted is this? Because it really is energy medicine.
Right.
How accepted is it today versus, say, 10 years ago?
It's exponential. It's night and day, to answer your question. Today, it's being embraced. 10 years ago or 25 years ago when I started this healing ministry, people were so reticent. They were so skeptical. Today, people understand more about energy. They are very scientifically advanced, if you will. And with our age of technology, people are now accepting energy healing. So we've come a long way in the past 10 years.
Mm. What is your wish, Tom, for the future with this? And would you change anything? Would this scalar energy evolve as we evolve as a species?
Thank you. It has to evolve. It has to come into the mainstream. Scalar energy is simply a tool to better our lifestyle. That's the point of technology. The point of technology is to subdue that technology and to make it our slave, to make it our servant. And scalar energy is a tool that can afford us a better lifestyle, a more convenient lifestyle. That's the point of technology, that we are in control of technology and not vice versa. So what I look forward to, one of the aspects of scalar energy and its application, is the easy way to eradicate disease, pathogens, germs. So I envision a global healing ministry. If I had my druthers, I would have that today. I want to be able to treat 10, 20 million people a day with scalar energy and alleviate them and cure them of pathogenic disease. That's the end goal as far as the healing ministry is concerned. There's other aspects of scalar energy. So to answer your question, I want to see a global healing ministry evolve. I want to see people healed around the world. As you well know, Deborah, many people cannot afford medical care. It's expensive, not only in the United States, but around the world. So scalar energy is the answer. It's very inexpensive. Mm-hmm. And it's readily available.
Yes. How many sessions would the average person say that they have TB, like you're mentioning?
Right.
How many sessions would they need to have in order to get to a place of it being in remission or coming to a point where it just disintegrates?
It usually only takes one treatment of scalar energy to break down a germ, to negate the molecular bonds of a germ. So on day one, we can destroy that bacterium, Mycobacterium tuberculosis, and cure somebody of TB. Now, many people who come to me, they like to be treated for, say, at least 15 days, and we'll mention that. That's our 15-day program. This is so effective. I have to underscore, the energy is so dynamic. And the energy affords us such great control, consummate control over physical forms. Only one treatment is needed to break down and destroy a pathogen.
Mm. Excellent. And what about those in mainstream that may not believe or buy into it? Is it like a placebo effect that works for some? I mean, how...
Yeah. You never can overlook the placebo effect. The placebo effect always has its part in any type of modality. And that's to speak to the point that people are self-healers. Everybody can self-heal. I have no doubt.
Yes.
But my point to answer your question is, when I am able to eradicate, such as the herpes virus or the HIV virus or the hepatitis virus, and those three viruses have no known human cure. There's no cure known to medical science. And if I'm able to eradicate viruses and prove it by way of a diagnostic test, then I can say that this is much more than the placebo effect, because we're working with an organism. It's a foreign infectious agent. And that infectious agent is now... gone. If there's no viral load, there's no genetic presence to be detected of, say, the herpes virus or the HIV virus. So you know something had to happen. Something had to change that terrain. In other words, if a person 1 month had the herpes virus, and after my scalar energy treatments are administered, they no longer have the presence of the herpes virus in their body, there's something that intervened. Something happened.
Right.
And we say that because, again, the herpes virus, once you have it for life. There is no known cure for herpes. Well, that was old news. The new
right.
news, the good news is this. There is a cure for herpes, and we have diagnostic tests that prove that. Hundreds of people have submitted to me diagnostic tests after we've treated them with the scalar energy modality. Every test result comes back negative. There's no viral load for the herpes virus. So I am going on record by saying scalar energy has the ability to manipulate and break down the genetic code, the molecular bonds of the herpes virus, and cure people of herpes. And this is extraordinary because hundreds of millions of people around the world are suffering from herpes.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the HIV virus because it was, as we all know, it was more than prevalent back in the day, and then it seemed to almost eradicate at one point, and now I've read that it is rising again. Why is that? Do you know, Tom?
Especially in places like sub-Saharan Africa. We have to put ourselves in the shoes of people in Africa. The medical care in Africa is poor. 60% of the people in the world who are HIV positive live in sub-Saharan Africa. And there's not preventative measures that are practiced by many of these people. So sadly to say, the AIDS epidemic is still rampant in certain countries in Africa. And that's a shame, but we now have a means to help these people. I have
right.
diagnostic tests that prove that the people that I've treated with scalar energy, we've been able to eradicate the HIV virus from their body. I go on record by saying, with the diagnostic tests that I've received and the testimonies of hundreds of people, scalar energy can break down the chemical bonds, the molecular bonds of the HIV virus, eradicate that virus, and cure people of HIV viral disease. I go on record by stating that.
Mm. Wow, that's phenomenal. Do you find that you're having more people in the States connect with you about HIV?
Yes, it's growing. You can't keep this under wraps, so to speak, Deborah. You know, one person tells another person, and it's starting to spread like wildfire, and rightfully so, it should. If we can easily and in a painless fashion cure somebody of herpes or HIV, the word is getting out. And these diagnostic tests are really the key to prove to people. Some people are rather dubious, I understand. But a diagnostic test is deemed to be accurate and is deemed to be accepted by the medical community. And many of these diagnostic tests that are conducted today, they do carry a great deal of weight. And as the body of evidence increases on a weekly basis, a greater number of people are coming forward, are sharing with us their test results, and those test results say that, yes, we're able to eradicate, we're able to eliminate these causative agents of disease.
Do you receive many people that have TB in the States?
I do, and TB is quite prevalent. It's easily passed.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that they have it. You could get TB by kissing. It's easily transmitted. But you have a greater number of cases in underdeveloped countries, in Africa and in parts of Latin America. Sure.
Yeah. It's fascinating how, but then we can get into, you know, even things of regular pathogens, you know, the in this day and age that in the medical field, the antibiotics do not work any longer because they've actually destroyed all the good flora that's in the body and you have that resistance and all. So I see this even being, you know, a tool, a modality utilized to elevate that area where right. where those that need antibiotics, I mean, what do you think in that area of can the that, scale,
it's a growing
scale
problem.
Of energy?
You're right. It's yeah. a growing problem. There are some microorganisms that have adapted to the point of becoming drug resistant. And it's projected not only presently, but in the future that this trend will continue, if not accelerate. So many of the drugs that we're using now are less effective and perhaps in the future will not be effective at all or will be effective only in certain cases. That's quite a concern because, as you know, it takes a great deal of time and effort and resources to develop a drug. And if these microorganisms are developing some type of resistance or they can mask, they can hide themselves from an antibiotic, then many of the drugs we're using now are going to become less and less effective as time moves on. So to answer that problem, scalar energy, bear in mind, it's sunlight or starlight. It's a fundamental force, and nothing can overrule, Deborah, a fundamental force. So no okay. matter how a germ will mask itself or how a germ will develop some type of defensive mechanism against a drug, Nothing can stop scalar energy. Again, it's a fundamental force in nature, and scalar energy is not subject to a microbe. To the contrary, a germ, a microbe, is subject to scalar energy. So scalar energy, regardless of the antigenic masking or regardless of how a microbe has adapted over the years, scalar energy will always break down the molecular bond of a germ. Scalar energy will be the answer for many of these germs that have developed a drug resistance. And that's going to be quite significant moving forward. This, again, is a problem today, and it is projected that this problem will accelerate the trajectory of multi-drug resistant organisms is on the rise. Many of these organisms no longer respond favorably to antibiotic treatment. So that's an ongoing problem.
Absolutely. Well, we're up on a break, and for everyone out there, we'll be back with Tom Palladino. To get in touch with him, you can go on a couple of sites. One is Self Heal Go, just as it sounds, selfhealgo.com, and the other is Tom Palladino scalarenergy.com, and Palladino is Palladino. I keep saying it wrong. Scalar Energy is Scalar Energy. Tom Palladino, scalarenergy.com. We'll be back in a moment. Don't
take
go away.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
We live in a mindful universe that is self-aware, learning, and evolving. Join neurosurgeon and near-death survivor Eben Alexander and author Karen Newell at Omega this fall for Living in a Mindful Universe, a weekend workshop exploring the oneness and interconnectedness of all things. For 20% off, mention discount code DREAM when you register for Living in a Mindful Universe at Omega, October 26th to 28th. Learn more at eomega.org.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. stroll through the garden, relax by the lake, or try a daily yoga or movement class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at
theomega.org. This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
You're listening to the Love by Intuition show live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find the show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., 6 p.m. Eastern, by going to Dream Visions, all one word, with the S on the end, the number 7, radio.com. You can listen online with all your mobile devices in the car and even ask Alexa to play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. We're with Tom Palladino. He's taking callers. So our number here is 833-220-1200. Again, toll free, 833-220-1200. Bob is in the house and be happy to answer your call and put you right through with a question, whether it's more on the scientific end or whether it's about an issue you're experiencing with your own body. So feel free to give us a call. I'd love for you to share a couple of testimonials from those with the HIV. One of them I have in front of me, where someone was, had it for 5 years. Would you like to read that or share what that person said?
Sure. Well, I'll tee it up and maybe I'll have you read it.
I have it right here.
Yeah, go ahead, Deborah. If you will, in the purple section, that is the verbatim testimony of a man that I treated for HIV infection. Now, just to set the tone, a man came to me after suffering from HIV infection for 5 years, and he started on the scalar energy treatments this year, and he provided us the test result, the diagnostic test result that shows that there is no detectable viral load, no trace of the HIV virus in his body after the scalar energy treatments. So I will let you, Deborah, read his testimony explaining how he was cured of HIV infection.
Okay. I hope I do it justice. My experience is that I have been doing the scalar energy therapy for pathogens, nutrients, and chakra balance since April of 2018, just 4 months. And for the first time in 5 years, I have tested non-detectable for HIV. For the last 5 years, it has never been undetectable. There has always been a viral load. I know this was scalar energy because I have had blood tests every 90 days for 5 years and could not get the virus controlled. Doctor wanted to change meds, but I told him, let's wait. I'm going to try something. And this was it. I'm so grateful to God and grateful for this healing. Thank you, Tom, for your passion and dedication to help bring this light to the masses. God bless you. And that is a beautiful letter to you for all your for all your work through the years. This must fill you up with love for sure, Tom.
It does. It makes my lifetime of research and hard work worthwhile.
Yes.
These are diagnostic tests that are being sent to us, and these tests prove that we're destroying viruses. Now, I have to once again underscore, these diagnostic tests are accepted by the medical community. And when these diagnostic tests come back, it shows no sign of a virus, no sign, no viral load of the HIV virus, no viral load of hepatitis or herpes. So once again, this is going to be a great benefit to mankind. Once mankind can wrap their head around this, that a novel energy, that is this esoteric energy, scalar energy, can destroy a virus and do so in a painless fashion, wow, the world is just going to climb on board the wagon, and we're just going to really enjoy such great prosperity, and we will see so many people return to health by way of this unique way of treating people, this new energy paradigm used in medicine.
Right. And just the meds alone that are given to HIV or some of the other, you know, infectious type of diseases, those alone will kill you. And so to be able to have this modality reverse things in the way that it does, it's, you know, there really isn't any words that can attach to that by saving people's lives.
Yeah, I would agree, Deborah. And I thank you for having the courage to interview me and to bring forth this groundbreaking technology. You are a pioneer, and you are a trailblazer with me. And I'll go on record. We'll look back at this in 5 years, and we'll say, yeah, we were there. We were there. We were the early ones. We were there carrying the torch back there in 2018.
Yes, well, thank you for your kind words, and it's all honorable because you're the one who has, you know, has found a way to create this modality that does what it does. And we should mention that scalar energy is not only for humans, but for animals as well.
Yes, yes. I have great success. People send me photographs of their dogs, their cats, even horses, and we're able to eradicate germs in pets. I'll speak to that. I have a St. Bernard, and I treat my dog on a daily basis. And my dog is germ-free. Every time I bring him to the vet is just astounded as to how healthy my dog is. My dog shows no sign of disease, no sign of any type of infection whatsoever. So it works. It works for people. It works for pets. And again, this is the easy way, the simple way to restore people and animals to health. You know, eventually I'd like to treat the livestock of the United States. I'd love to rid a lot of the livestock, the chicken, the pigs, the horses, the cows. I'd like to perform a pathogenic cleansing on all of the livestock in America and return these animals to health.
Beautiful. Did the vet ask you about why or how the dog was thriving, or did you share with he or she?
Yes, I've shared that with my vet, and they're astounded. They're astounded. They're, you know, they see the evidence before their eyes. If you look at my dog's teeth and the jowls, they're as pink as could be. They show no signs of disease. You know, many animals, over the course of time, disease sets in, and you lose that that pink color to your gums, that pink color to your jowls. To the contrary, my dog is 5 years old, and his gums are as pink as can be. He looks like a puppy. He doesn't look like a 5 year old. So you know, you have to look at this by way of experience. If a vet is looking at a dog, and the dog's 5 years old, but his mouth, his oral hygiene, looks like he's a puppy, well, there has to be something to that.
Right. Exactly. So for the listeners out there, and when they listen to the show later on, next week, and rebroadcast, what are they able to do, and are you offering, when they come to your website, let us know how that works, and they need a photograph.
Sure, sure. In order to prove this to the world, I offer everybody in the world 15 days of free treatments. Anybody in the world can be treated with scalar energy 15 days, no questions asked, no credit card, no obligation. Now, let me explain. I treat people remotely by way of their photograph. People will send me a photograph of their skin or this or some part of a pet's body, such as a dog or a cat. All I need is a photograph of the skin of either a person or an animal. A scalar energy instrument will find that person or that pet by way of their photograph. Now, to explain, scalar energy works in a similar fashion as that of a satellite. if a satellite can send a signal, a beam of energy, to a radio or to a GPS unit, my instrument likewise works like a satellite. And I can send a beam of energy. I can send a signal to a person or to a pet. So over the years, I've developed and perfected this technique where people will send me photographs. And with a photograph, I can treat anybody in the world with the scalar energy instrument. You know, bear in mind that a scalar energy instrument acts like a satellite. So what we're offering today is 15 days of free scalar energy treatments to anybody in the world. I'll give you a website in which you simply visit the website, upload your photograph. You can upload photographs of family members and friends. You could even send in 20 or 25 photographs of you, if you want, of your entire family. And we will treat you for free. Again, no questions asked. The website, we have a number of websites. One of the websites is freescalar.net, free, F-R-E-E, scalar, S-C-A-L-A-R.net. Freescalar.net will allow anyone in the listening audience to upload your photographs. And in so doing, we will treat you for free for 15 days. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to change your lifestyle. You don't have to observe any type of special diet. And after 15 days, I can guarantee you your health will improve. You will feel the difference with this modality, this scalar energy modality. So again, the website is freescalar.net. Visit that website. You can share it with family and friends. They can likewise send in photographs of their family and their pets, and we will rid you of germs. You will be germ-free, technically, after that 15-day period. You will feel better. Your health will improve. And I will also mention this. Many of the viruses that we're able to destroy have been proven to be the causative agent of some cancers. For instance, we're able to destroy the human papillomavirus, which is directly related to many cases, most cases of cervical cancer. So when you try our program, we will eradicate viruses and bacteria, etc., including germs such as the human papillomavirus that has the potential to lead to cervical cancer later in life. So in many ways, what we're offering is not only the cure for immediate pathogenic disease, but the prevention of even cancer in the future.
Wow. How do you feel about the drug or the med that they're promoting on commercials? And I must say, we're one of two countries that promote all kinds of meds on TV commercials. But how do you feel about that, to take young girls in some, I don't know if it's some cities or states, where they're either mandatory or trying to make it mandatory?
Correct. I don't believe in mandatory vaccination. Number two, I believe many of our vaccines are tainted.
Yes.
If we were... we're really cognizant of what's going into those vaccines, we would really be appalled. Some of those vaccines are tainted. Some of them have certain chemicals or certain heavy metals that are deleterious to our health. So really, we have to be vigilant. What is in the vaccine? That has to be identified. The ingredients of a vaccine have to be readily available to the world. As far as Gardasil, which is considered a way to protect women against human papillomavirus, I am not against any preventative measure. I will simply say this. I have the easy way not only to prevent people from being infected with the human papillomavirus. To the contrary, I have the means to destroy the human papillomavirus. I have the means to eradicate the human papillomavirus, which, as far as I'm concerned, is the chief aim of medicine, the ability to eliminate, to eradicate the causative agent of cervical cancer, the human papillomavirus. I have diagnostic tests from many people, specifically from women who've tried our program, in which we were able to eradicate the human papillomavirus from their body. This is done by way of light. There's no chemical used. I never work with chemicals. I only work with scalar energy, which is pure sunlight. So I think I have the answer for cervical cancer. And it's not in the way of a vaccine or an antibiotic or an antiviral drug. I have the means to destroy the human papillomavirus. To me, that's the overarching consideration.
Which is incredible. We need to go right out to a break. Everyone, stay with us for more with Tom Palladino.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Can you imagine fully trusting your intuition, no longer doubting yourself, and always listening to your gut? Join psychic medium Laura Lynn Jackson at Omega, October 26th to 28th, for Intuition Ignited, a women's immersion workshop. Learn to activate your intuition and psychic abilities and awaken the natural healer, leader, and wise woman within you. For 20% off, mention discount code DREAM when you register for Intuition Ignited at Omega in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Yes, we are back with more. I wanted to check with you to see if you've had any unique experiences that you've actually witnessed as of late with the scalar energy, you know, in your lab.
We're having, I would say, good success with many people with Alzheimer's. Now, if I can start treating people in the early stages of Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, number one, we're able to destroy the parasites, the germs in their body, including the parasites in their brain. Many people who've had Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, there's a significant correlation between pathogenic infection in the brain and the onset of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Now, I am in no way saying that pathogens are the sole cause of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. I'm not. But I'll refer to a recent study that Harvard put out earlier this year that the herpes virus was identified in the brain of many people suffering from Alzheimer's. So in many cases, not all, but in many cases, the herpes virus seems to play a role in the development of Alzheimer's. Well, again, we can easily destroy the herpes virus. So in many ways, this is a palliative measure against Alzheimer's and perhaps Parkinson's. So I have seen people with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's improve. Their health improves while they're on the scalar energy treatments. It doesn't deteriorate. Now, I can speak glowingly about one aspect, about one case. My mother-in-law had Parkinson's. She had been diagnosed for 15 years. And for the last 5 years of her life, I treated her with scalar energy. And she never had the full symptomology of Parkinson's. She could always walk. She was conversant. Her mind was active. She died at the age of 89 years of age. So there had to been some type of benefit from scalar energy, treating my mother-in-law on a daily basis. A woman at the age of 89 never developed the full-blown symptoms of Parkinson's. You know, to the contrary, she was mobile. She could easily walk about. She could even cook. Always held a very intelligent and poignant conversation. So under my observation, I saw that scalar energy helped her to the very end. And again, that is anecdotal, but it is telling. It is promising. It appears that scalar energy has been able to help people with dementia, Parkinson's, or Alzheimer's. And the evidence is now starting to mount. So in no way am I saying that I can prevent Alzheimer's or cure it, but I can at least slow down the progression of Alzheimer's in many people.
Right. And I can see where, I mean, everything is energy here, you know. We are energy, and so your modality with the scalar is energy. So I can see even ALS could that be stopped in its tracks?
Yes.
Have you had any experience?
Yes. ALS, many people who have ALS, you know, that also calls to mind, perhaps it's a spirochete. Why? Many people who have Lyme disease later in life develop ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, meaning what? The parasite seems to attack nerve tissue or brain tissue, leading to ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. And this is my point. Yes, we can destroy the Borrelia spirochete. We've proven that. Scalar energy will destroy, break apart, Borrelia burgdorferi, which is the causative agent of Lyme disease. But many people have seen that if they had Lyme disease early in life, later in life, that Lyme disease will lead to other complications such as ALS, multiple sclerosis, or neurodegenerative disease. Now, that makes sense in some cases. The spirochete can pass the blood-brain barrier, can get into our brain, and cause perhaps Alzheimer's, or contribute to Alzheimer's, cause dementia, or contribute to dementia, or, as you said, perhaps cause ALS. So it's so important. We have to realize a germ is parasitic. It lives off of us. We are the host. So these germs are what? They're destroying our health. They live off of us. They break down our nerves. They break down our tissue. We are the food source. We have to get rid of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'd like to give the number out one more time. There's still some time to call in out there, people listening, and ask Tom a question. The number here, 833-220-1200. Bob is in the house, as I say. And Tom is offering 15 days of free scalar energy treatments for everyone, including your family, and the family can send in pictures as well. And all you do is go on freescalar.net, freescalar.net, and scalar is scalor.net. So how has this changed your life all these years seeing? You must have seen so much. And with working with it, we are working with energies every single day. So you're evolving yourself as well as my thinking or feeling is that the energy is getting stronger and stronger because what we pay attention to naturally expands. So tell us what your personal thoughts are.
I'll give you, for instance, it has impacted me significantly. Now, there's a part to the scalar energy treatment that I call a chakra balancing, in which it will serve to reprogram brain waves as well as the seven chakras. And over the past 5 years, I will say without equivocation, working with these high-powered instruments, I am happier. And it gives me a greater sense of equanimity, a greater sense of composure. So scalar energy has served to even change my psychology. It it leaves mm-hmm. me with a feeling of elation, of euphoria, you know, if you will. When you can balance your seven chakras and you can rearrange or reprogram your brain waves, it's a natural boost to you. That is, scalar energy will put you on, so to speak, a natural high. It's not a chemical high. It's by way of light, and you are naturally happier. You're in a state of bliss or a state of euphoria. And I find myself in that state. And in so doing, I can easily overcome an objection or I can easily overcome negativity simply by staying in the presence of this great spirit of energy. So scalar energy, I certainly believe, is a divine energy, and it does seem to calm the consciousness. It does seem to calm our spirit. It is incredible. If you're on this for a long period of time, scalar energy has that ability to calm you, to make you a happier person.
Beautiful.
Yes, it is.
I'm just thinking, you know, you think about all the, there's so much goodness that could happen if the medical world was tuned into more of the preventative instead of, you know, instead of what they're focused on with how many dollars they can accrue. But I'm thinking of all the nursing homes, the dementia units, all the young people there with ALS, you know, Lou Gehrig's disease, all the MS people with, I mean, there's so many, not to even, you know, and then we've got the whole group of HIV and such. So there's so much work to be done. Let me ask you this. Have you trained anyone else with your instrument?
Yes. I have a staff. I have a Burke staff, and they know how to use the instrument. But to cut to the chase, there has to be a great deal of interest now moving forward. What I have done is paved the way with scalar energy in reference to the medical practice. But there has to be people who are willing to spend their lives to investigate and to invest themselves in this process. I hope that that day is coming. I hope that we're going to see a groundswell of support, not only from the general public, but I hope that we see a groundswell of support from scientists who want to devote themselves to this. This is a new science. It is an emerging science.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I see that happening. I mean, it's a lot of work because so many people are working towards changing, you know, the old paradigm and thinking, you know, how do we heal instead of what can we do to bring more money in? And then the pharmaceutical, I mean, that takes it to a whole nother level.
Deborah, the goal in healing should be to heal. I tell people frequently, I have a healing ministry, and our design is to heal people. Our design is not to make money. Our design is not to be popular. Our design is not to have credentials. Our design is to heal people. And that's the key, and that's why we're successful. We have a healing ministry, and we are quite successful because we put ourselves in alignment with the people and what the people need. It's not about money. It's about helping people.
And yet you need to receive as well. I'm all about, you know, the balance of giving and receiving. So you do need to receive. I'm just thinking of the gluttony of, you know, how the medical system has been for so many years. And not only the medical system, all of many other systems we have. But yes, I can see it. I mean, it's already changing, Tom, and I know I can sense a difference in you now, your energy from when you were on the show back in January, because I feel people and I can, you're much more elevated is all I can say of how I can feel you.
Yeah.
So that to me tells everything that this energy that you're working with is working for so many people. So I thank you for that. We only have a couple more minutes. What would you like to leave the listeners with?
Those of you who are interested, I'll leave you a phone number. If you ever want to call us, you can speak to me or the support desk. The phone number is area code 805-364-3051. And then finally, please register for the free trial. It's free, no questions asked. The website is freescalar.net, F-R-E-E, scalar, S-C-A-L-A-R.net. Any of you can upload a photograph of yourself and your family members. We'll treat you for free for 15 days. Your health is going to improve. We'll prove it to you that this works. After we prove to you that we have the cure for pathogenic disease, I simply ask you, share this with the world. Share it, please. Get the word out. It's the easy way that we're going to change the world and heal the world. So please become a part of our movement.
Yes. And the number again is 805-364-3051.
Yes.
And I truly believe, too, that everyone that has received, just like this gentleman with the testimony, everyone should share their story so that others can come on board and be healed as well and feel the glory, as one would say, of feeling good.
God bless you. Deborah, thank you for your time. Thank you for your effort. It means a lot to me. You're so genuine. God bless you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for your kind words, and thank you for all your work and healing the planet of the human race. So we might be around for another few generations. So thank you for that. And everyone out there, listen to the show, share the show with someone else, and keep it going into a beautiful circle of love. And until the next time we get together, everyone,
are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week, all designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Buffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.